the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, Hollywood Time, brought to you by Frontier Communications. Britney Spears will be discharged from a mental health facility as early as today. That hashtag Free Britney movement actually caught the attention of the courts. And now a judge has called for a hearing next month to discuss her state of health.
Really?
He wants to figure out who's going to take control if her father gets even worse.
Yeah.
So I guess that movement did, catch on a little bit.
Did something.
So I hope everything's well with her. And Selena Gomez, who took a break from social media last year, just did her first interview of 2019. She did it on the Dream It Real podcast. She talked about everything from mental health to therapy to taking social media breaks. She even had a message for her fans.
That you're enough, that you are valued, that even if you feel absolutely alone, that there are millions of people that feel that way. Mm. And I want to encourage them to get to know who they are. And it's really hard.
Tell you what, got to be one of the nicest people we've met.
Really?
And that is her. When she's talking, you need to hear this interview. And she's talking about her fans and how much she loves people and she cares. She really does. That's the sense I got when we met her. We hung out with her backstage for about 3 hours.
Several times.
Yeah, she's amazing. Nice. The whole interview is actually amazing. And that is up on our blog. And in the meantime, her ex-boyfriend, Justin Bieber, blasting E! News over lip syncing. Justin forgot to lip sync into his microphone at Coachella. And it was really obvious. He was on stage with Ariana Grande. Did you see it too, Gavin?
I did.
Yeah.
It's funny.
It's the vocal track started while his microphone was down by his waist. And he wasn't singing. So obviously it was all lip synced. He didn't have time to rehearse. He just jumped on stage and performed. A lot of artists do it when you're in a big setting like that.
Yeah.
You know, you have backup vocals. He sang a little, but a lot of it was tracked. E! News, that show Nightly Pop, which I love because it's super funny, ridiculed him for lip syncing. He hit back tweeting, "Imagine if you spent half the time you spend laughing at other people's expense, actually building people up and encouraging people, how much positivity you could bring." And he's right. Because if you've ever seen the show, all they do is trash people.
Yeah, but I mean, if I'm paying whatever you pay to go to Coachella, I want to see some live action.
Like some live singing?
Yes.
You can see the tweets back and forth and Justin lip syncing if you missed it. It's at kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the Morning on Kiss 95.7.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 6:51. The weather sunny. Temps in the 60s. It is time for good news. Boy, we've been getting a lot of good news from you lately, and I would like to hear more. Please, if something is going on in your world that's good and you want to share it, we want to hear it. 860-247-9570. I'm about to get up out of this joint and leave.
Why?
Why?
Because I am so excited with my good news about Dunkin', and you know how I am with Dunkin'. I don't know. Dunkin' is my, it's my addiction. I love Dunkin'.
You love it.
Dunkin' has now come up with Munchkin lip balms. They come in tiny boxes like you would buy like a box of Munchkins, but it's lip balm.
Oh.
And the lip balms taste like they're donuts. And if I don't get up out of here and go get myself one, they're going to be sold out.
That's awesome.
Sounds amazing.
I am so excited. They come in a pair. So it's a little like mini Dunkin' Munchkin box, like one of those boxes.
Yeah.
And it's two lip balms in it with different flavors. So if anybody sees them, please let me know because they're going to sell out. I think it's a limited time only merchandise.
Well, sure you could probably get some. You have hookups.
I should have known about this. I should have been the tester before they hit the market.
That's true.
Either way, it's really good news, and I know where I'm going today. I know exactly where I'm going. Well, I go every day, but I'm actually going to get out of my car and go in and get my lip balm. Dunkin' lip balm. If you want to check them out, they are adorable. You need to pick them up today. I've got the info on our blog right now and on the Courtney and Kiss in the Morning Facebook page. It is time for Gavin's good news.
So some of our favorite words have just been added to the Webster Dictionary. They added over 640 new words, and some of the notables are swole, like you go to the gym and get your swole on, I guess, go cup, and buzzy.
That's horrible.
So, all three. I mean, I like Go Cup.
Go Cup.
It's to Go Cup.
And I guess buzzy is supposed to be like when you're talking about a new TV show or movie, and it's got a lot of buzz. It's
dummy.
Very buzzy
dummy.
Right now.
Yeah. I don't like those
so,
words.
So, yeah, I wasn't really thrilled with the words.
Okay.
Normally, there's some good ones, but these are the all notables right that they said. So, 640 new words have been added to the Webster Dictionary.
I love it. Walmart Jeff, good news.
Hey, a Florida woman was arrested after she stuffed a club stacker sandwich, a sausage breakfast sandwich, a can of Pringles, and two Lunchables in her yoga pants. She tried to leave the convenience store. She shoved the clerks, and then she was arrested for shoplifting. I have no good news in this story, but this reminds me of the time that I tried to smuggle in a 6-inch meatball sandwich into a hockey game in my pants.
They didn't believe you?
No.
Oh, they were like, dude, come on in. He's packing.
No, it ended badly. There was a lot of burning going on.
Oh, yeah, well, so, it was hot.
The sauce was hot, and I didn't realize it. But, yeah, this woman was arrested for stuffing all that in her yoga pants.
Because you can't steal. But I do see some good news in that.
What?
Yoga pants can hold a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They can hold a lot. When in doubt, shove it in your pants, ladies.
Okay.
Your yoga pants, that is. Good news, 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It's almost time for second date update, guys.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
You go on a first date, you have a great time, but then you don't get a second date. You want to know what the heck happened. You want answers, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, we have got Jonah on the line in East Hartford. Apparently went on a great date. Let's find out all about it. Good morning, Jonah.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Good.
Great.
All right, Jonah, hopefully we can help you out, figure out why you're not getting second date. So tell me, producer says you went on a date with a girl named Amy. Tell me about the date.
Oh, the date was great. We went out for Mexican. We had nachos, margaritas. Everything was going good. We have a lot in common. I'm feeling her.
Yep.
You know what? I'm like, I shoot her a text. I'm like, let's hang out again. And she, like, totally ghosts me.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so it was a great date. You asked her on a second date. You left her a message. You've not heard from her.
Yeah.
What the heck? But so you were attracted to her.
Yeah.
All right.
Gavin, I'm guessing this has happened to you several times.
To me.
Now, what would you do in a situation like this?
Well, after I exhausted, you know, the texting and the emailing, and after a few days, I guess I would just leave it in her court. But obviously, he feels like there was a real connection here.
Okay.
And obviously he wants to get to know her more. So, I mean, it's kind of strange if she didn't text you back.
Yeah. Especially you said you had great conversation.
Yeah, it was a good time. We were feeling each other, you know. I understand.
All right, Jonah, I'm going to call Amy. I'm going to tell her, I'm just going to be honest, tell her she's on second date update, and I'm going to ask her about the date and how she liked it. Are you ready to find out how she liked the date?
Oh, yes, let's do that.
I don't like to judge, but I feel like he's a little...
What?
I feel like he might be a little, I don't know.
Sounds like a nice stand-up guy. Mm-hmm. Probably paid for the date.
I feel like he's a little... conceited or confident. I don't know.
He does sound confident and cocky a little
bit. Like cocky,
yeah.
That's
maybe
it.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But you have to. If you're a single guy, you got to be confident.
Like, I don't know. Like, I'm surprised he's worried about her not responding because he seems so low key. Like, yeah, I don't care. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we'll see. All right, it's ringing.
Hello?
Hi, is Amy there?
This is Amy.
Hey, Amy, it's Courtney.
Walmart Jeff.
Hey, it's Gavin.
And we're calling from Kiss 95.7. You're on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so Amy, here's the deal. We have a segment that we call Second Date Update. Hopefully you heard it. But basically, if you go on a first date, yeah, and you have a good first date, but you don't get, you know, a response for a second date, you call us and we try and figure out why. And so you, Amy, are on Second Date Update this morning.
Oh, my. Okay.
All right. So we just want you to be honest, like girl to girl, be honest. Jonah called us. Jonah told us you guys had a great date. You went out for Mexican. You had margaritas. Great conversation. He was attracted to you. And he sent you a message for a second date, and you have not responded. And I would love to know why and what you thought of the date.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. That date was pure hell.
Oh.
That guy is rude, obnoxious.
All right.
He told me, yeah, he's just, no. Mm.
What do you mean? Okay, so according to him, it was a great date. Why was he rude and obnoxious? What happened?
Oh, my God. He is, like, totally into working out.
Yep.
And I was just messing around and, like, saying, oh, do you think I need to lose weight? I was just kidding. You're not supposed to say anything. And he's like, oh, yeah, you need to lose, like, 10 pounds. And he, like, kept making oinking noises while I was eating.
What?
What? What
Come
do you
on.
Wait, what? Amy.
Yeah. Disgusting,
and I'm just
gross,
being honest
pit
with you.
Jerk.
I look at you. You know, I love the gym.
Whoa.
I love working out. I look at you, and you can lose 10 pounds. So it's your fault for asking.
Whoa. Okay. Well, so Amy, Jonah is also on the line, and he's been listening in. Jonah, were you really that rude?
I don't think it's rude. I think it's just being honest.
Dude, well, there's a line, you know, and I've crossed a lot of lines in my life, and I think you definitely crossed the line this time around.
Oh, my God.
Ask a question. I'm going to tell the truth.
Okay.
Oof.
All right. So, Jonah, that is true. You told her she needed to lose 10 pounds, and you were oinking, making oinking sounds?
Yeah, she's piling nachos in her face. I just told her she needs to lose, you know, honestly, I was being nice to 10 pounds. She needs to lose more like 20 pounds.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh,
come on, man.
You know what? I'm done here. Goodbye.
Yeah, wow. You're piling nachos in your face.
Okay, well, I think, but I, well, hold on. Who hung up?
She gone.
She hung up?
Yep.
Wait. Hello? Who's here? Is that Jonah?
I'm still here.
All right. Well, Amy hung up, and I think you got your answer. That's incredibly rude, A, to mention a girl's weight. B, you just said she needed to lose 20 instead of 10. Like, good luck to you finding another date.
Ugh.
Whatever. I told her the truth.
Listen, I wish you well, Jonah, but I can't help you out any more than that.
All right.
My advice is send her a text and apologize and be done with it. That's it.
But I'm not even sorry.
Okay, Jonah. All right, listen. That's it.
Enough.
There's nothing I can do. Thank you for being on Second Date Update.
All right.